Designing the most profitable business mix. Profitability is the prime concern for any property because investment is very high. Crores of rupees are invested in properties. There are certain properties which are now heritage. Ownership would never change. Management could possibly change. There are many five-star hotels which are standalone. Even likewise for four-star and three-star properties. Could be one single hotel in their ownership only. Depending on the type of business and type of market. Likewise, deciding the product business mix upon the room, rate and target customer has to be properly designed. If you have another selling arm, then the rate offered to them would be comparatively 30% cheaper than your rack rate. Room rates are usually based on the location. Closer to finest location, higher the price. There are hotel rooms in London costing anything from $350 to $700 to $800 in five-star property because of the location. They are close to St. James Park, they are close to King Cross, they are close to Piccadilly Circus. Likewise, in Paris, they are close to near Eiffel Tower. Some of the properties there are quite old properties. As I was mentioning, they were built before Second World War. But because of its vintage value, these hotels have still been functioning. They have been giving face uplift and refurbishment from time to time. Everywhere, many cities, especially the cities which have historical values or existing for more than 150, 200 years back, they still have those type of vintage hotel, including the fixtures and furnitures they use are antique and unique. Yes, you can go and see this if you happen to stay in these type of properties. So room rates are decided according to the location of the room, like room having a poolside view, room having a beach front, room having a market front, ocean view, hill view, and so on, with no view as well. All these are the location base of the hotel. Designing the most profitable business mix, the customer segment vary from hotel to hotel and is the ratio of business. There will be different type of room rate, such as rack rate. Rack rate means a stand which has brochure. What the brochure says, that's called rack rate. That is being offered to a walk-in guest who has never booked, who has booked only upon arrival and asking, give me a rate. Corporate rates are given to corporate clientele. Ambani Group, Wipro Group would go and negotiate for a hotel in Bengaluru for their passengers going on business trip to Bengaluru, and they would come and negotiate a special rate for them close to their hotel, close to their offices, close to their workplace. They will negotiate hotel in the surrounding with a special corporate rate. Inclusive group rate, which is offered to the group who travel, say 20 people are going to Bangkok and they will ask for a rate as inclusive rate, that include along with the hotel room rate could have included into it. Inclusive price, package rate, wholesale rate and weekly rate. These are different pricing status. It has to be understood from various angles so that every single room of the hotel as a mix is sold and occupied. As I said, different location of the hotel room and with no physical quality appearance will also be sold, mostly through wholesaler who would offer anything from 30 to 50% discount from the official rack rate. And this is a designing of a professional business mix. Brand and image also plays a role in hotel industry, in accommodation industry. It is not exempted from brand image. You have a brand of what? Burj Al Arab, which is a standalone property in the city of Dubai, which manages, it's under Jumeirah Beach of Hotel, and guests proudly stay and talk that I have stayed at Burj Al Arab. So brand image required to occupy a position in the mind of your target customer. It is required to differentiate from your competitor, a different type of approach, that you are different from competitor. Hence, positioning is important. It is needed to determine the position each unit or group of unit that it intends to occupy in its target market. And this is termed in business jargon as run of the house or run of the mill. A consolidator, a hotelier, or an intermediate booking agent could be getting a rate in big numbers. They assure the hotel, we would sell 20 of your room, your rack rate is $50, give me for $28 and I will fill 50 rooms of your hotel on every single day, which hotel may agree, but rooms would be given to such consolidator on the basis of its location. As I was mentioning in one of the chapters, that it may not command a good view, but yes, it would have facilities of a bed, toilet, and other affiliated facilities. So that is important on the brand image. Few hotels are not offering good hotel rate, a good hotel room to all the guests because they have paid 40% less than a rack rate. And rack rate would be giving you with the room having a good command. But in case if the hotel is not full and if you request and you are a potential customer that could bring in more business, many of time hotels are obliged in upgrading you from a poor ambience room, poor view room, to a better view room. It depends on the hotel's occupancy, but not necessarily that they will oblige. So these are the understanding of brand, image, awareness, positioning. Positioning is important. It is needed to determine the position each unit or group of unit that is intent to occupy. So relationship marketing is one element of growth. When you have more relationship, you acquire a new customer which was not in your profile early and would need to be added. It is necessary to devise innovative ways to encourage and reward the regular or loyal customer. One of the reward loyal customer get is upgrade. If they are pulling up a normal room, a standard room, what they call it, and you are a regular client, then if a luxury or an executive room is empty, they would upgrade you to executive room. It all depends on the occupancy and the type of customer that they are dealing. For example, if the corporate general manager is booking a hotel room at the corporate rate, possibly because of him being a general manager, instead of an executive room, they would upgrade him to a suite. It all depends. Some of these are mentioned in their contract as well. If the room are empty, they get it in writing saying that they would upgrade 10 of their business traveler from the same corporate minimum in 1 year. But they would continue paying the corporate rate. Okay, so we were marketing of accommodation business. We were having a look at that. Now, relationship market is what? You make additional contact, additional source of getting business, and you connect and create linkage. you sign memorandum of understanding with different corporate, different connectivity, like a bank, like a car rental company, like a museum, any such linkage that is created to bring in occupancy at higher level. So most of hotel group use this frequent user scheme, and they also make regular traveler into this frequent user scheme, and they reward them. If you accumulate certain point, then possibly you are upgraded. Sometimes you would get free room if your score is high on the frequent user program. Such scheme provide membership in the form of privileged user card and keeps in mind the interests of their regular customer. So the customer would be given free access to gym. If you are a regular customer staying at that hotel property, you would be given free access to possibly to dine, or you would be served something free once in a month if you are regular traveler and staying there. So all these relationship marketing really work in the growth of business. Developing marketing integration across several units. Now this is an area where a lot of efforts are being put in marketing activities. Units in common ownership chains or units in individual ownership, voluntary cooperatives play a role. Chain of hotels have said Holiday Inn has chain of hotel in many cities, same unit, same brand has three to such brand that is in that city. So integrated marketing in accommodation focuses on the level of coordination that individual unit can achieve in marketing their product. So this is a marketing strategy that is adopted in integrating across several units. So in case if you are staying at Holiday Inn in Pune, you are traveling to Delhi, you will look for integration with the hotel in Delhi also, and you would love to book the hotel in Delhi. These are all integration policies that many hoteliers do. The idea behind this is to get more business. That's why integrity and relationship management. What is the advantage of this integrated marketing? You get better distribution with improved access to retail distribution. You have better distribution network. And then you are present online businesses where you have linkage to other sites and even social media. So you can display your product into different areas of promotion. Referrals are obtained. Some happy customer would come back to you again, giving a referral of another guest or recommending to someone else as a referral. And these two business units go further in integrated marketing and a situation where more business would come in for both the parties, integrated relationship. Advantages of this is promotion happens at exhibition and trade shows. You are present there along with them. Scope for joint advertising and PR. So if you are doing with this, one hotel chain would stand up in a travel show promoting different chain of their units in different cities at one platform. So someone walks in and talk to, say, Sheraton. So Sheraton in Bangalore, Sheraton in Mumbai, Sheraton in Pune, Sheraton in Delhi, and blah, blah, blah. All will be done as a exhibitor and travel show as a common promotion. And this works very well. I've seen this. Especially client, with the corporate client who look at hotel of a particular chain in many cities where their business traveler travel often. Scope of joint advertising, so they also come up with the joint advertising wherein listing of their units in different cities are spelled out. Use of professional marketing and sales team. Highly qualified professionals are retained for this, who understand the marketing and sales activities, who know the market, who know the area from where business would come in. all those professionals are hired and they are used. Right to use group brochures. I mentioned this, like Sheraton would print a group brochure highlighting all the Sheraton hotel in India on one brochure with detail and photograph visual of those different properties under that special unit brand. Corporate branding and positioning. So, for example, Adani would sign a corporate deal with a hotel group like Hyatt, and then brochure would emerge, would say that Hyatt is in Delhi, Hyatt in Mumbai, Hyatt in so-and-so place. All our Adani group executives will stay at Hyatt Hotel Group. That is a corporate branding. Product pricing, advantages of this integrated marketing. You right to use group market research, design and product standardization. So the corporate would say, we want a superior room for our corporate employee. We want an executive floor room for our employees. So there is a design that is being offered in integrated marketing focusing. Group quality assurance scheme ensure that desired level of customer satisfaction are maintained. Corporate or the customer who deal in integrated marketing and become a part of it, they have a desire of satisfaction level that we would like to have service like this. We would say, for example, hoteliers offering a room to crew, airline crew who overnight at a place. So they will expect certain sort of services and level of customer satisfaction, like all the crew would give their uniform for laundry. And that's an agreement. They would be served a breakfast. They would be given a wake-up call. All these are desired level of customer satisfaction, and the standard hotel has to provide all this. Group loyalty scheme for frequent user, again, function for them in this integrated marketing product pricing. Now we come to understand a special sales promotion method used. There is no rocket science in this sales promotion, but focus is the more attention. So what they do? They use advertising, they use website, they use social media for promoting. They use partnership deal with complementary partner, with complementing to one another. All are there in sales promotion. Some of them jointly make a sales call. Some of them make a common presentation as a roadshow, wherein corporate and travel agents are invited to attend and providing a platform to market the joint number of units together. So all the hotels that are present as a unit in Mumbai, Delhi, Bangalore, Hyderabad will be brought in there. Their sales team would come in and sales promotion would be carried on a corporate basis. Sales promotion designed to motivate retail distribution system also. Retail means selling to 2, 4, 6 guests. That's a retailing. And sales promotion method that are used is short-term price discounting in low season, depending, or first time giving experience to a corporate. Rates are designed for that, to sell unsold capacity in unanticipated circumstances would be offered last minute discount, like I mentioned about the bucket shop, who sell last minute flights. Likewise, last minute hotel rooms are also sell using deep price discount, offering 50% off, 60% off, because that's a deep discount to fill the hotel, to continue getting revenue by offering discount as it is a low season. And designed to motivate and conclude deals with third parties. Use of Salesforce to generate additional sale, and it worked, because your sales team who is team of professional qualified to sell the product. They understand the product. They are used to bring in, generate additional business from the contact that they have developed. And now we come to budget that are normally based on related marketing costs. Marketing costs may include what? Media and advertising and PR activities. Now you need to announce it in media. For that you need a budget. So media and advertising PR activities would need a budget. We are referring at the budget are normally based on the related to marketing costs. So budget required for sales promotion and merchandising, budget required for information production and distribution, budget required for marketing research, budget required for consortium charges and human resources costs, expenses and overhead. So these are looked into in any budget required for marketing. Because these are all additional costs that has to be decided. They are not part of fixed costs. Fixed costs are wear and tear, air conditioning. Whether you have two guests or five guests, you have the fixed costs that will be always used. Budget method use, incremental budget, which means this spend so much, you would get additional revenue. So that budget will be covered by this additional revenue. Or fixed and flexible budget allocated, will spend $2,000 for budget, whether you get revenue or not. Incremental budget is from additional revenue that sales promotion will bring in. And of course, incremental budgeting refers to, you widely use in the hospitality industry. It generally entails budgeting revenues and expenses based on the prior period, adjusting for inflation by percentage. So you expect some rate to go up or rate remains the same, but due to inflation, the exchange rate, the rate would be different. As such, you need to provide an incremental budget to meet that. And fixed or flexible budget, we understand this topic as well. This method is usually for one specific expense, and that is referred as fixed, which means no other budget would be created. You will use funding out of that fixed budget that has been allocated for sales promotion. It is adjusted for a change in the level of activities called flexed or flexible budget. It means that when the level of activity changes, it is expected that the total of all costs will change. I repeat this. What does this mean? A budget adjusted for a change in the level of activity is called flex, which means flexible budget, and fixed, that is why it is flex. It means that when the level of activity changes, which means more effort put in marketing, it is expected that the total of all costs will change. If there is a fluctuation in the rate, if there is another fluctuation that happened, flexibility has to be maintained. So all that is budgeted would either change by 5%, 4%, 6% as estimated. With this, I come to an end of our 22nd lecture. It was a pleasure for me to talk to you. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you very much, my dear student, and you have a wonderful learning and grow further. Thank you.